Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here with Matt Morgan on this Friday. Pastor Craig is off this week, but he will be back next week, and there will be a special Study His Word today at 1:15 p.m., so don't miss that, and we'll be along next hour with Adam. Matt Morgan joins me live in studio here. Matt, here we are, and tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m., we'll be on with Carrington. That'll be a real hullabaloo tonight.
I think always. I think the Friday night show is always good.
A lot of fun. Every Friday night, 8:15 to 10. What else would you be doing tonight? Now, give people the rundown of the big events here in Marion.
So on the 14th, I'll start on the 9th. So on the 9th, in the Village of Caledonia in the town square, there will be a tree lighting ceremony in which WGH Talk will be there. Scott will be there reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas." Carrington and I will be there singing. Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus will be there. Like I say every time, I'm sure I'm missing something. It's popping off that night. There's a lot of things going on.
It's going to be a big night.
Absolutely. And then on December the 14th, there's the Fruitcake Toss. That is taking place at 685 Delaware Avenue. On that night, we will obviously have the Fruitcake Toss, which is up over 40 at this point. We will have chestnuts. We will have singing. Jack Kellogg will be inducted into the Upper Crust Society. It'll be good. It'll be good that night as well.
43 entries. So far this morning, we have added Abby, Miranda McGinnis, Pastor Whitaker, and Tracy Lee. Now added to the list, which brings us to 43 people in the Fruitcake Toss.
You know, you're almost at a limit of a minute per toss.
Well, you know, we might have to speed it up. People are going to have to go a little quicker. Throw that fruitcake. What's the measurement? Throw that fruitcake. What's the measurement?
Make an assembly line of fruitcake tossers.
It might end up that way. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you want to nominate somebody for the fruitcake toss or have anything to say, feel free to do it. The winner will get a plaque and 4 passes to the Columbus Zoo Lights. Also, the person from the WWGH staff who tosses the fruitcake the farthest will also get their own plaque. So there's that to look forward to as well.
I mean, I think so.
You'd be in that category.
I hope I win it.
And we should mention, by the way, that the late Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, certainly a pioneer for women, first woman ever on the United States Supreme Court, passed away this morning at the age of 93. I don't like the term died. She died this morning at 93. I never understand passed away. That's like a general way to put that they died, but she's dead.
What you got against passed away?
I don't understand passed away. I don't know what that means. They didn't pass anything. They're gone.
They passed life.
Yeah, Abby's asking. Yes, she was nominated. Now, Abby, you were nominated in the 10 o'clock hour. And you'll be there, right? Yeah, she's making the hot chocolate, I think.
Abby's making the hot chocolate?
You know, we've seen in the last week and a half, we have seen the really some pioneers in life who have died. Former First Lady Rosalind Carter died at 96. Henry Kissinger, probably the most well-known Secretary of State, died the other day at 100. And now first woman on the Supreme Court ever, Sandra Day O'Connor, dies at 93.
It's looking to be a rough month.
it's right before Christmas. It's a rough time for these people.
Yeah. I wonder why it is. I think it's just like the cold weather. They just
Well, Sandra Day O'Connor had dementia. She announced that back in 2018. Rosalind Carter had dementia. I believe that was announced last year. And Henry Kissinger, though, because when he turned 100 earlier this year, I saw he's still out there giving interviews. My name is Henry Kissinger. He had a very distinct way of speaking. But when you're 100, people got to be expecting it.
Yeah, yeah. He made it to 100?
100. And he was still doing it. On his 100th birthday, he was interviewed by Ted Koppel.
That's astounding.
So it's, you know, he died this week at 100, but which is, you know, like 6 months ago they did the interview. But at 100, you're probably expecting things to peter out at some point.
Yeah.
Nobody goes, he shockingly died at 100.
You know, that's fair.
Now, Abby is saying, why hasn't she been told any of this? Well, that she has to make hot chocolate? I don't think that's something you have to tell somebody.
Well, no, I thought she kind of just would have figured it.
Abby, haven't you been listening? The fruitcake toss is no longer just an event. It's a spectacle. We have got two plaques being handed out that night, one for the fruitcake toss winner, one for the person from WGH who has thrown the farthest. We've got Buckeyes, a.k.a. Chestnuts, being served that night. We've got former Mayor Jack Kellogg being presented with the Upper Crust Society Award. And we've got three Christmas carols that we're all going to sing together that night, led by Fruity C and Claxton. And we're bringing the community together. This is like the peace talks between the Middle East. We're one night a year, we're all going to get together, sing, hug, and kiss, and it's going to be like Woodstock out there on December the 14th.
Absolutely. If every county in the United States had a WGH talk,
there'd be no fighting.
There'd be not even arguments.
Matter of fact, I heard, and I don't want to be a little egotistical about this, but I heard that I was put up for the Nobel Peace Prize because of this award, because of this event. I might be the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize.
You know, let's hope so.
I heard that it's, you know, Adam can have the Hall of Fame and Dolly Parton can have the Hall of Fame. I might win the Nobel Peace Prize is what I heard.
You know, I think I'd rather have the Nobel Peace Prize.
I think I would too. So there you go.
Everybody's in the Hall of Fame.
But why can't Abby make hot chocolate? I think here's the thing that I think Abby does not understand is that the reason I put her up for these jobs is because I know she'll get it done. I have faith in her.
She's trustworthy.
So I trust that she'll get it done. She should take these as a compliment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, who nominated her? I think it was, who did nominate her? Oh, God. See, that my brain is shot, and it just happened in the 10 o'clock hour. Who nominated Abby? If anybody remembers, let me know. 740-383-9944. All right, let's take the phone call here. She can't whip up some hot chocolate? What is that all about?
I know.
It's hot chocolate.
Water and powder.
Water and powder. Go ahead, caller.
It sounds good. Hey, Scott, wasn't it the anchor Tom Brokaw said, if you remember Woodstock, you was never there?
I think that's right. It's a good line.
I thought Matt would like that one if he never heard that.
That's good.
I think you're right.
Okay.
Hey, thanks. Oh, she's upset because I never asked her. Well, I never asked her because she hadn't been nominated. And I wanted, you know, if she's going to be there, well, why can't she bring the hot chocolate? I understand. Now she's got the caps on. I never asked. Yes, I understand that I never asked. I understand. Abby, this is me asking. Will you bring the hot chocolate that night for all 45 people who are going to be there? And I know there's going to be people in the audience, too, who are not participating.
You know?
Because I know that this whole Glenn Jerome Tyler Wilson thing is supposed to be like a fight for love. So I think the object of their love is supposed to be there. And their kids.
Huh?
There's a whole thing going on there.
Man, there's a whole plot into this.
It's a night. I don't even understand.
I'm excited. It's going to be
good. Oh, that night's
going
to be a hoop and hollering, all kind of a thing.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it with
you know,
that going on.
You can win football games, and you can play football games, and you can baseball and hockey and all that baloney. We're talking fruitcake toss. This is the Super Bowl vent of the season.
the season
of the holiday season.
Yeah,
this is the Super Bowl of the holiday season.
Bigger than Christmas.
Oh, it's bigger. Christmas is anticlimactic when this thing's over.
Yeah, you expect the same thing out of Christmas every year.
Yeah, this is different. You don't know who's going to win this thing.
Exactly.
And look who we, I mean, I like just the regular citizens in this, but you have to look. We got three county commissioners. We have got a man who ran for mayor this year. We have got a city councilman. We have got the man who's going to be mayor in about a month. We've got a former treasurer of the United States. We've got the longest serving mayor in Marion history. We've got the golden voice. We have got the current county auditor. We've got the current sheriff. We've got somebody from the fire department. We've got a judge, a current judge. We've got the current city auditor. What kind of event brings that together?
Well, I mean, you know, fair point. You got the whole, basically got the whole city government almost there.
The whole, and the county.
And the county.
Wow.
I mean, what more can you ask for?
And what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks?
Probably going to end up with, like, you know, 50 people.
Now, Abby's interesting to me because, as I said last year, I don't think she took it seriously, but she did play softball, I believe, at one point. I believe she said she was a catcher. Now, I thought a catcher had to have a strong arm because doesn't a catcher have to throw it back to the pitcher? And also, like, if somebody's stealing a base, doesn't the catcher have to get it to the base?
I think that the outfielders probably have to have a stronger arm than the catcher. The catcher kind of just catches the ball, and then the person who...
If somebody starts to steal a base, isn't the catcher the one who has to rifle that thing to the base?
Yeah, but I feel like the outfielder got to throw it farther than the catcher does.
Oh, I don't think so, because the outfielder's just got to get it back to, like, second base. They don't have to get it back to home plate. Home plate, the catcher's got to get it to second base, or in quickly. See, that's where the strength comes in.
Yeah, but, like, the outfield is huge.
I understand, but I don't think that she I think she did average last year, if I remember right. So I was shocked in a way, because I think she probably does have some power to her. Go ahead. Well, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you know, Matt doesn't know some of our generations before. Does he know who Dick Cheney is?
I do, yes.
Okay, I was just going to tell you, if you ever got invited to go hunting with him, I know you like to go hunting.
Yeah, he shot a guy.
Dick Cheney?
Go hunting with him.
He shot a guy, and then no charges pressed. The guy was afraid to speak. Because he was vice president at the time, Dick Cheney.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't speak either. He'd shoot you.
I don't know. Now, what do you...
No, Kissinger. Kissinger had that strange voice like he was talking about.
Yeah, he had that, I'm Henry Kissinger.
You know, he's Jewish.
I think he was from a different country, though.
Yeah, I think he was, yeah.
Yeah. Lived to be 100. How about that?
Well, God.
And Sandra Day O'Connor died this morning. First woman ever on the Supreme Court at 93.
Well, that one actress here recently just about made it 3 weeks till her 100th birthday.
Oh,
the one you always said is just well known because she's been around so long.
Oh, Betty White.
Betty White, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Died about 3 weeks before her 100th birthday. But I don't know. Abby now is saying that you throw overhand, not underhand. And that's why she's got the arm strength to be a good catcher, but she did not fare well in the fruitcake toss.
Is she going to come? I don't know.
Well, yeah, she's going to come, I think. She's bringing the hot chocolate. She better show up.
I mean, also, I don't know what... how much a softball weighs, but it's not a pound of brick of fruitcake.
Yeah, but I don't know, overhanded, underhanded, if you've got the arm strength, you're going to be able to throw the thing. That to me is an irrelevant point.
I disagree.
I don't think it deals with arm strength, Scott.
The fruitcake toss, I think it does, because Donovan Bauer, who has the record for the fruitcake toss, talked with Matt, 72 feet, and what did he tell you?
He told me that he didn't think he threw it as far as he could, and he thinks that he could probably throw it farther this time.
Right, so he's got to be talking arm strength. He can't be talking about, like...
When you throw that fruit, I wish I could get in on this fruit cake. I think I could win it. When you throw that fruit cake, right before you release it, you want to give a little extra with your wrist.
Like a twist?
Yeah, you know, not just rely on your strength only. It's like a pitcher. You know, he don't just stand there and throw the ball. He gets into a windup, you know, with his body. So when he releases that ball, you know, it's as fast as he can get it. But he just don't stand there on that base flat-footed and throw the ball. So I think if you give a little wrist action right when you're releasing it, would help you.
Well, see, here's what I've determined over the years, and people are probably getting tired of me saying this, but here's the problem. These big, strong guys think they're going to win, and they do have the power, but they throw it high. And height is not the object, so it goes way up. And then and they don't win in distance. And then some people get smart about it, and they think, well, I'm going to throw it low to the ground, and that way it'll go further, but they throw it too low to the ground, and as soon as the fruitcake hits the ground, it doesn't roll very far.
But,
so you've almost got to get it, you almost have to throw it dead center, and that way it's not going to hit the ground, it's not going to go way up.
See,
you want maybe a foot or two height on it.
It sounds to me like he wants to, like, I don't know what else to call it, so I'll call it a rifle. Like, when they added rifling to guns, they spins the bullet so it fries straighter faster.
Right, but you've got to have arm strength. It's a combination. See, because now here she's chattering on over here as well.
Yeah.
She's saying it's not arm strength. You said it wasn't about strength. It's about, if it's about arm strength, why are men, women, and kids in the same category? That isn't fair. No, arm strength is a component, because if you are not very strong, you can't get the distance. But I'm saying the strongest person isn't necessarily going to win, because if they put all their power into it and it goes straight up, that ain't going to work. And if they put all their power into it and it hits the ground, that's not going to work. So the two things you got to have is you got to have enough strength to get it down there. But just think, to throw anything 72 feet, you've got to have some power.
I mean, throw it with a twist. That way it'll fly straight.
Wasn't Sarah talking about having girls and men's?
Right, but I don't think that is relevant.
I don't think you need that. I mean,
no, but there is strength involved, but it's just enough strength to get it. Last year's winner was 61 feet, so let's say 61 feet. You've got to have enough strength to get it 61 feet, but you've also got to have the technique not to throw high and not to throw low. So those are the components you need to win the fruitcake toss.
You don't need Arnold Schwarzenegger-type strength.
No, but people are also, they get nervous, and I've watched it every year. Like, I'll hand them the fruitcake, and they know everybody's watching, and they just throw it. They throw it. And it just, you know, they don't realize what they've done.
And when you get into your windup, you go, you know, you don't stop or think about it. You just, you know, want to get that arm moving, get it moving as fast as it go.
Have you ever seen the movie Rookie of the Year?
No, I don't think so. Is that a cop movie?
No, it's a movie about a kid who falls and he breaks his arm. And because of the break in his arm, he gets this weird baseball pitch that's faster than anybody else's pitch. So the Chicago Cubs hire him as a pitcher. And the interesting thing is it's all about he can throw the ball faster than any pitcher, this little, like, teenage boy. Well, in the last scene of the movie, he falls on his arm running out to the pitcher's mound, and he unbreaks his arm. You know, whatever was causing that tightness and that fast pitch went away.
I remember that movie, and then they do a whole fake whole thing, and
yeah,
then they win the game anyways.
They win the game, and one of the reasons they win the game is because he throws it underhand, and he throws it in a way to where the batter sees it coming down, but he misses it anyway.
It's a good game.
It's a good movie.
Good movie, yeah.
Good way to
Good movie.
And a little known fact about that movie, there's a man who was a hugely famous actor at the time who took a bit part in that movie because he loved the Chicago Cubs as the Chicago Cubs announcer, which is a very small part in that movie. You know who it was?
That's cool. Didn't the Cubbies just win a series not too long ago?
Yeah, but this movie was made way before that.
We're talking about Harry Carey then?
No, it wasn't Harry Carey. This guy was a big actor, headlining his own movies.
Oh.
Hugely popular actor. And he took a bit part in this movie because of the Cubs, just playing the announcer.
Oh, I see. I see what you mean.
I think Jerickson's going to do pretty good in this, too.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Now, we found out the other night that Carrington, what was it she said, that her fitness level? She said something the other night.
She can get into a good wind-up.
Because we were talking about this.
I don't know. I know she said that she has like a six-pack thing going on.
Oh, yeah, that's what she said. She said she has abs. Carrington told us the other night that she has abs. So I guess that was her way of saying she's more powerful than, I guess, the average person.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see.
I don't know that she always wears very androgynous clothes, so I'm not really sure if she's all that strong or not. She always wears these big sweaters.
You think Abby's going to spike that hot chocolate and stuff? a little bit of whiskey in there might warm you up, too.
I've never heard of her. I will just say this. I know that I can throw the fruitcake farther than Abby. And I believe I did throw.
We got a contest going.
No, I'm not saying. No, I don't want
Come
to be.
Come on, Abby.
No,
get out there and practice.
No.
You beat Scott Spears.
No, I'm not saying it's a contest. I'm just saying because I saw what she threw last year, and that's all I'm saying.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying. Do you think you can throw farther than her, Matt?
Abby?
Yeah.
I'd say so.
There you go. Confidence.
I'd say so.
All right.
I hope you don't have too much confidence. That girl might.
She might.
Make you look bad.
All right. Thanks.
Yep.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. By the way, the actor who had the bit part in the movie was John Candy.
For the
Rookie
announcer?
Of the Year. He played the Cubs announcer. John Candy.
I had to look up the name of that movie because it was
Rookie of the Year.
Good. Yep. Rookie of the Year.
Good movie. Good happy ending, too.
I also found Million Dollar Arm. I don't know what that's about, though.
I don't know about that.
Something about bringing in some people for being a pitcher.
But I think it was nerves last year on a lot of people's behalf. And we were out in the dark last year. We were down at a church, and the streetlights in Marion were all blown out.
Sounds accurate.
At least this year, I know that we'll have light.
Good.
Let there be light, is what they say. And she'll be bringing the hot chocolate, so we're all happy with that. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, do you have Miranda McGinnis now as a year?
Yes, she sent me a message earlier that she's in.
Oh, okay. I've called her Melinda, and then I wrote down Megan. She's been called several different names, so I wrote her name down. Usually I'm doing something else. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll make sure I don't bother her anymore.
Yeah, Miranda is in.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, Miranda McGinnis in the fruitcake toss. Now, she might win. She looks like she could throw a fruitcake.
Miranda? Yeah. I think Carrington's got the tall, lanky, though. I think she might.
So you think in the women's department it's going to be Carrington?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. It'll be interesting.
I think so.
To figure that all out. We're figuring it out now here, folks. We're getting to the bare facts. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, now, I just want to clarify something. When I ask you about wind-ups, you said no. You just step up,
right.
Bam, one, and you're done. So, are wind-ups allowed? Or
no wind-ups. No wind-ups.
Okay, because you guys are talking about wind-ups, and I'm thinking, you said that wasn't allowed.
No, we can't have wind-ups. But are you excited this year that we're going to have food there?
What? Oh, yeah, I wasn't going to come, but now that you have food there, it was so fun.
And hot chocolate and beverage.
Yeah, I just would be more excited if you would do it more fairly and have, a girl and guy winner.
Now, why is... Now, listen.
That's not fair.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair. I don't know that this has anything
to do
with
fair. This is fair.
Okay, so why would they
this
have
is an equal competition.
Guys, in the Olympics or, in the
Exactly,
NBA,
that's not fair. That's not fair. Make it equal. Not fair.
Okay, well, everyone is entitled to their own opinion.
All I'm saying is the reason it's done this way is because I feel that women have thrown it further than men. And then if you went with men and women, you'd have to get into age categories because clearly that's an issue. And I just don't think that that's... I think if you enter... You have as much chance to win as anybody. I knew
okay,
that...
Okay, let me ask you a question. Like, if 5 or 10 years go by and no chicks have ever won it, then would you consider doing, like, a chick category?
Well, here's... number one, I don't think we've ever had a lot of women in the category. And number two... In the event. And number two, I think that I haven't seen a woman take it seriously. Like, I know people who practice...
I did the best I could last year.
Well, I don't think you threw it short, did you? You were up over 40 feet.
It was like 45 feet.
45 feet. There you go. So you were on. You certainly were not last place, and you were above quite a few of the men.
Okay, but so all I'm saying is, like, 10 years from now, if you're still doing it, and we haven't never had a chick winner, then would you be like, okay, now we're gonna have a chick winner?
Well, maybe, but I have to believe that a woman could win this competition. I happen to believe with 12 or 13 women in it this year that somebody's got to win. If they actually took it seriously, if they didn't just walk up that night and toss it.
Well, after about 5 or 10 years, if no chicks have won it, then I'm going to call you back and I'm going to keep working on you.
Okay, but so you think that a woman has no chance to win
just
this.
Do me a favor. Take a poll. Rather than us just sit here and keep bouncing this back and forth, take a poll.
Well, let me ask you this, though. You've heard, I mentioned these names 1,000 times. Of the 43 people in it, who is then the odds-on favorite? Because if you say a woman cannot win, who is going to win this thing out of this group?
I don't know, but I just don't think it's going to be a chick.
I don't know. It could be. You know, Carrington and her abs. Maybe she'll walk up there and throw it down there.
Yeah, Carrington got those lanky arms. She got like 5 feet
just
by sticking her arms out.
I can't be the only one that has this opinion.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
All right, toodles. All right,
bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The fruitcake toss, topic of conversation, the event of the season.
I guess so.
The event that brings everybody together, man, woman, child, political party, political office, doesn't matter.
I think that's good.
They're all at the fruitcake toss, and this year we'll have hot chocolate and Buckeyes.
I think this is probably going to be the, I haven't been to the other ones, but I think this is probably going to be the best one yet.
Well, past winners, we always should mention, Ralph Thacker was the first one, Donovan Bauer was the second one, and Ed was last year, Linda's husband. Kevin Griffith says, you don't need all the different groups. So there you go, Sarah. A vote against the different groups. I don't know. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, I think you're the one that originated that, and I think that's the most fair thing that you can have pertaining to the public, is that men and women can get up there and participate, plus they can bring their children, and their children would say, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I'd like to throw that. So they're eligible to do it, too. That's one event that everybody, big, weak, strong, what, the fellowship, people getting together and enjoying, and families and stuff can all participate, and it isn't set aside for the big guy, the little guy, or this or the strong guy. There's no gold, pot of gold that you're going to win. It's just a fellowship get-together. So I think it maybe kind of gets out of, and out of extremes, you know, about this and that, but you invented a nice thing, peanut push and all that. You can get down on your hands and knees if you're 6 years old, or if you're 40, 50, or 100. If you feel like it and can do it and enjoy it, participate. That's what we're talking about today, I think, isn't it, Scott?
I think so, and I one of the reasons we did the fruitcake toss in the beginning, it came from my dislike of fruitcakes, but it also came from the idea that, and nothing wrong with the peanut push, but all the years I did it, I remember people wanting to I'll tell you a little story. People wanted to nominate Jack Kellogg, and there was always talk, well, Jack Kellogg at this point cannot get down on his hands and knees on concrete and push a peanut across the street. And that's true. And I don't think you could have Mary Ellen do that. And I don't think you could have a lot of people. And they're in good health and good shape. But there just becomes a point where that isn't going to happen. And this event, you can. You can do it. Jack Kellogg's competed for 3 years.
And you can bring your children, and they're right there beside you. And they'll say, boy, is it my turn, Mom? Hey, Dad, is it my turn? And they get the thrill out of that. And that's what we're talking about, families uniting and doing things together. And in this society, in Marion, if you have more of that family unite, the kids aren't bucking and saying, hey, I don't want to go to that one there and this and that, and just doing that, you know.
I agree. And that's the fun thing about it, is everybody does get together that night and talk and have fun and take pictures, and it's a fun night. And this year we've added food and song. It's going to be an honoring Mayor Kellogg. Couldn't be any better than that.
Yeah, and you don't want to get it too big and get out of proportion and make a big job out of it, you know.
That's right. You got it.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Right, yeah, I mean, really, when putting together the rules of this, a big part of it was we do not want to exclude anybody. And some of these events, unfortunately, do. You just, at a certain age, you can't do that anymore, certain things.
I mean, fair enough.
I don't see any constraint on this event.
On the fruitcake toss?
Fruitcake toss. As long as you got an arm, you can throw.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you could compete in a wheelchair.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know why you couldn't.
Oh, I don't know that you get the. I don't know that you get the full throw. I don't know.
Well, hey, listen. Everybody's got their sack of rocks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's the way it goes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That's the way it is. But anyway, the peanut pushes tomorrow. Do go to that. That's a great tradition, and people should participate in that. And Christmas at the Palace this weekend as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know there was Christmas at the Palace.
Yeah.
In a week.
Yeah, it's I think tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, it's a nice event they do over there every year. But I don't know. I think that I think a woman can win this. 13 women in it this year. I think they can win.
Oh, I think so.
It's going to be shocking that night if a woman wins, because now nobody thinks a woman can win.
They all want to split categories.
I think there's a good possibility a woman. There's a lot of women on this list who I think could possibly win if they took it seriously and really chucked it.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, there's. I mean, almost half of the people.
Well, you just have to have that right amount of arm strength, that ability not to go too high, not go too low, and to be able to see where you're going.
Just enough arc.
Right. I mean, look at the person who threw the worst the first year was Adam. So there you go. I mean, you got to think about that in the grand scheme of things. You know, it wasn't a woman. It was not a kid. It was not a senior citizen. It was Adam.
I mean, fair enough.
So there you are.
Who threw it the least amount in the second year?
Second year. Well, no, the second year was the year Adam threw it backwards.
Oh, so
the first year, I don't remember who was last. I don't remember. Last year, I don't remember who brought up the end. Linda's got the record somewhere. But some people really did, you know, not have much of a throw, but that's okay. It's fun. Not winning. Listen, there are going to be 42 people who don't win.
Yep, yeah, yeah.
So it's not like that can happen.
Yeah, there's only going to be one winner.
And the rest are not losers. They're just people who participated who did not win.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's all there is to this event. And it's going to be a lot of fun. You'll get a plaque and you'll get a trip down to the Columbus Zoo, which you'll still have 11 days to go at that point until Christmas.
My favorite thing to do at the zoo is to go watch the polar bears and hope I get to see them eat a fish.
There you go. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, do you have any inside people you want to beat here?
Let's see. Who are we? I obviously want to beat Caleb.
Yeah, your brother.
Yeah, I got to beat Caleb. I mean, other than that, honestly, well,
you gotta beat Carrington.
Your
elf friend.
You gotta beat Carrington. So Caleb and Carrington, but besides, I mean, I guess everybody else here, because then I get, you know, the WGH plaque.
Yeah, you gotta beat all the WGH folk.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess everybody here at WGH and Caleb.
Yeah. So that's gonna be interesting. Now, do you think he can do it?
I think I could beat Caleb and Carrington. I don't know about everybody else.
But you've called her lanky and strong.
I don't know why I said strong. She's tall and lanky.
She might flop it.
She might.
She might flop it down there. You might throw it high.
Maybe.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's all coming up on the 14th. It's going to be a huge event in the town of Marion on that night. Oh, by the way, you can send us your Christmas card, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you put your return address in there, we will get a Christmas card back to you. That's 685 Delaware Avenue, WGH Talk, Suite 110A. Put your return address in there, and we'll get a card back to you. Won't that be exciting?
Well, yeah.
I love doing that. Every year, we hang the cards up in the studio and read them on the air, and everybody gets a card back. It'll be fun.
I've never sent a Christmas card.
Never.
Nope.
You might have to this year.
I gotta figure out how first.
You get a letter, and you address it, and then you fill out the card, and you send it out.
So it's just a regular card that, like, Merry Christmas, and then you send it to somebody?
Well, you write something in it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being out there. Thank you for listening. Whatever. You appreciate the listeners.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's what you do. Now, you wanted to talk a minute about something going on in the current events world?
As far as current events go, a lot has been going on with Donald Trump and the indictments that he has been facing. And one of the cases, I do believe it is the... I can't think of the word. The one where he messed with the election. I don't know what exactly words they use, but that one. I know that there were a few of his co-conspirators who have pled guilty at that point. So they have taken plea deals. And there is currently a Supreme Court thing that is possibly going to happen to determine whether or not the federal government could charge Donald Trump and the other people who put a an appeal. That's the word.
Yes.
Who appealed it.
So what does this all this make you think?
I definitely don't think it could look all that well on Donald Trump to have his supposed co-conspirator, I guess, supposed to him but not supposed to them, co-conspirators plead guilty.
I don't know how that's all going to shake out in the end. I think it could be rough on him, but we'll see what happens.
We will see.
A lot of people have very strong feelings about that. Let's put it that way. And they're entitled.
Yeah.
Now, we are going to have a top 10 list next hour. And a whole lot of fun. I believe Adam will be joining. You've never met Adam.
I have not, no.
Is the excitement high?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. How could it not be? It's going to be high and exciting. Now, our earlier conversation, we did not finish about Jimmy Carter. What do you make about all the stories about Jimmy Carter being brought out? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I was out for a few minutes, sir. But we're just talking about the Carter. I'm not going to talk about that part. I understand that and the feelings and the way you say. But getting back to the media and camera shots. Now, here's a new one on me. I didn't catch much of that either the other day. That wasn't his name, Householder, that got a prison term or something?
Yep.
Well, did you see that picture where he slouched way down on national TV?
Oh, yes, I did.
Now, that wasn't a very good picture, regardless of anybody, how they got that picture and what they done, but that's the way sometimes they bend and twist and do things, you know what I mean?
I do, and I just think, and again, I understand you don't want to talk about Jimmy Carter, but I think a lot of people admire Jimmy Carter. He's a former president. Yeah. And the thing for me about it is, even if he didn't care that they were snapping those pictures, this is a former president, and I highly doubt any other event would have brought him out of hospice except the death of his wife. So the need to photograph him in that condition, I don't understand.
Yeah, and you know what? Just to isolate that a little bit and stuff. It looked to me when I saw Cameron, he had a huge family. And you know, that could have been a family thing. And my wife and I got a thing that we passed to the kids that don't do this and don't do that. We aren't going to have this. If you can't see us and talk to us while we're alive, well, you're not going to see us and talk to us when we're passed away. But you know what? They're a big family. Maybe that was a family oriented decision, and regardless what happened and how the thing took place, that's maybe the bond that they had set with family and loved ones, him and his wife, that it was going to bond together, and they maybe signed documentation or whatever, you know, they really meant that. So if that was meant family wise and stuff, irregardless what anybody else thought, I think that gone and over with, and you'll probably never see that again.
That's true. You're right. Thanks.
And we had a president with that age that is still president. So that's a big history thing that it'll take a while to be broken. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, and I think on the whole, my opinion on this is, again, of course he's going to go to his wife's funeral. And if he wants to go to his wife's funeral, he should. I'm not saying that shouldn't have happened. What I'm saying is not everybody has a funeral that's covered on national television, first ladies, presidents, that's about it. And so the problem there was, yes, he's going to be at the funeral, but do we need to shoot him? Do we need to snap 1,000 pictures of him and put him on the front pages of newspapers all across the country? Was that the story? The story was that she died, funeral for first lady. And also, here's what ticks me off about the whole thing. In that line that he was in, the row he was in, you had President of the United States, Joe Biden. You had First Lady Jill Biden. You had former First Lady Melania Trump. You had former First Lady Michelle Obama. You had former First Lady Laura Bush. You had former President Bill Clinton, and you had former First Lady Hillary Clinton, all in the same row next to Jimmy Carter. I didn't see that many pictures of those people. Why?
How do I phrase it? I guess I'll just. It seems a little disrespectful, almost, to do that. Like, whether or not, like you said, whether or not he cared that he had the pictures taken of him or not. He was there to, say goodbye to his wife.
Of over 70 years.
Yeah, his wife had passed away. And then all of a sudden, media show up to the funeral, which is expected. It's First Lady. But then they just, you know, got to take all the pictures of Jimmy Carter not looking so hot. And then blast him everywhere.
Right. And see, the thing of it is, the media should be there. It's a funeral of a First
Absolutely.
Lady. And yes, Jimmy Carter should be there. It's his wife. But it just was wrong. And I'll tell you a quick story to illustrate this. Okay, I'm going to do this very quick because we're coming up on a break. A few years ago, former President Gerry Ford died. And Tom Brokaw, we spoke of Tom Brokaw earlier, was a famous newsman. He's still alive. But he was giving one of the eulogies for former President Gerry Ford. And when he got up, he looked out at the audience. And for a president's funeral, everybody comes. All the former first ladies and presidents. And he gets up and he goes, he's before Tom Brokaw gives his speech, he goes, I believe, who was president then when Ford died? I believe it was George W. Bush. So he gets up and he goes, President Bush and Mrs. Bush, former President Bush and Mrs. Bush, President Clinton, Mrs. Clinton, President Carter, Mrs. Carter, and Mrs. Ford. Thank you all for being here. So he does all this, and then he gives his speech, and then the funeral's over, and somebody goes up to Tom Brokaw after it's over and says, you didn't mention Nancy Reagan, who is out there, Mrs. Reagan, former First Lady of the United States. he didn't see her. She was behind a pole, and he had to call her, and she was ticked that he didn't mention her. Former first lady in the audience, and he got off the hook by agreeing with Nancy Reagan that she had a bad seat behind that pillar. So that was made a big deal of.
Well, I mean, she was sitting behind a pillar, so at least it wasn't like he just entirely skipped over
it. Yeah, but it looked like she wasn't there, and that's what it sounded like.
I see. I mean, I don't know. That's just, that just seems like a little bit of a, what's the word?
It was a mistake.
It was definitely a mistake. I feel like you should have, set them. I feel like you should set them somewhere more readily, like, available readily in the open.
All right. Listen, we're going to break. We're coming back with more in 15 minutes. Stay tuned.
A necklace came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished in ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cheek.